From Storyflow Daily, the day's top 10 May 28th. The Storyflow Daily Brief for May 28th. Here are the 10 most trending stories from the last day across the open web. FXBed 75 F80 CAD 1, Erst from RotoWire. Tucker Kraft could be ready for training camp. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur provided an update on the status of Tucker Kraft, who is recovering from an ACL injury. LaFleur stated that Kraft could be ready to return to the field by the start of training camp or at some point during it. This is a positive development for Kraft and the Packers, as it suggests that his rehabilitation is progressing well. ACL injuries can be significant setbacks for athletes, but it appears that Kraft is on track to make a relatively quick recovery. The exact timeline for Kraft's return is still uncertain, but LaFleur's comments suggest that he could be back on the field within the next few months. This would give him an opportunity to participate in training camp and potentially be ready for the start of the season. Kraft's return would be a boost to the Packers, who are looking to build on their previous season's performance. The team will be monitoring his progress closely as training camp approaches, and fans will be eager to see him back in action. The Packers will likely take a cautious approach with Kraft's rehabilitation to ensure that he is fully recovered before returning to the field. However, if he can make a successful return, it could be a significant factor in the team's success this season. Second, from Quartz, 25 objects you use every day and the surprising stories behind how they got here. Many everyday objects have fascinating stories behind their creation. The fork, for example, has a long history that dates back to ancient civilizations. It was initially used as a cooking utensil, but its design and purpose have evolved over time. The modern fork, with its characteristic shape and tines, is a result of centuries of refinement and adaptation. The zipper is another common object with an interesting history. It was invented in the late 19th century, but its early versions were prone to jamming and breaking. It took several decades of improvements and innovations to develop the reliable and efficient zipper we use today. The pencil is another everyday object with a rich history, dating back to ancient Greece and Rome. The modern pencil, with its graphite core and wooden casing, is a result of centuries of experimentation and innovation. The Post-it note is a more recent invention, but its story is no less fascinating. It was created by accident in the 1960s, when a scientist was trying to develop a strong adhesive. Instead, he created a weak and pressure-sensitive adhesive that could be used to create small, removable notes. The Post-it note has since become a ubiquitous office supply item, used for everything from reminders to temporary labels. These objects, and many others like them, have become an integral part of our daily lives. Their stories are a testament to human ingenuity and the often unpredictable nature of innovation. Many of these objects were created by accident or as a result of experimentation and trial and error. They have evolved over time, shaped by the needs and preferences of their users, and have become an essential part of our daily routines. The histories of these everyday objects are often marked by wrong turns, stolen credit, and unexpected discoveries. They are a reminder that even the most mundane objects can have fascinating stories behind them, and that the process of innovation is often messy and unpredictable. By exploring the stories behind these objects, we can gain a deeper appreciation for the complexity and richness of human history, and the many ways in which our daily lives are shaped by the objects we use. Third, from The Guardian UK, hundreds of dead sharks and fish wash up on two beaches in Wales. Hundreds of dead sharks and fish have washed up on two beaches in Wales, with a local conservationist suggesting they may have been thrown overboard by a fishing boat. The dead marine life is believed to be part of a discarded catch, possibly from a boat that was hoping for a more commercial haul. The first discovery was made on Saundersfoot Beach in Pembrokeshire, where hundreds of dead sharks and fish were found. A few days later, a full net of dogfish, also known as cat shark, was discovered on Seffin Siddon Beach in Carmarthenshire. The net was found by dogwalkers on Saturday. The discovery of the dead sharks and fish has raised concerns about the impact of fishing practices on marine life. It is thought that the fishing boat may have thrown the catch overboard because it was not considered commercially viable. This practice can have significant consequences for the marine ecosystem and can also be harmful to other marine life that may become entangled in discarded nets. The incident is a reminder of the need for sustainable fishing practices and the importance of protecting marine life. It is not clear what action will be taken in response to the discovery, but it is likely that conservationists and authorities will be monitoring the situation closely. The beaches where the dead sharks and fish were found are popular destinations for tourists and locals alike, and the discovery is likely to have an impact on the local community. Further investigation is needed to determine the cause of the incident and to prevent similar incidents from happening in the future. Fourth, from the Hindu top, workshops held for poor performing GOVT, hospitals, explanations sought. Government hospitals that have been performing poorly were called in for workshops to address their shortcomings. These hospitals were identified through a patient feedback system, which highlighted issues such as doctors being absent, negligence in duties, and poor sanitation. The workshops, held in Amaravati, brought together officials and medical staff from the underperforming hospitals. They were asked to explain the lapses in service and provide reasons for the subpar performance. The goal of the meetings was to identify the root causes of the problems and find solutions to improve the quality of care provided by these hospitals. The patient feedback system, which uses an interactive voice response system, or IVRS, has been instrumental in identifying areas where hospitals need to improve. By gathering feedback from patients, the system provides valuable insights into the strengths and weaknesses of each hospital, allowing authorities to target their efforts and resources more effectively. The review meetings are part of a larger effort to improve the overall quality of healthcare services in the region. By holding hospital officials and staff accountable for their performance, authorities hope to drive positive change and ensure that patients receive the care they deserve. The meetings also provide an opportunity for hospitals to share best practices and learn from one another, which can help to accelerate improvements. Fifth, from Marketplace Morning Report, should federal workers be bound by NDAs? The Office of Personnel Management is proposing a new non-disclosure agreement for federal workers. This agreement would prevent federal workers from disclosing non-public, confidential, or proprietary information. The goal of the new agreement is to stop leaks to the press. The proposal is part of an effort by the administration to reduce the number of leaks coming from within the government. By having federal workers sign the non-disclosure agreement, the administration hopes to create a more controlled environment where sensitive information is not shared with the public or the press. The draft of the non-disclosure agreement is being made public, allowing for review and comment. This is a standard procedure for new proposals, and it gives stakeholders and the public an opportunity to provide feedback on the proposed agreement. The use of non-disclosure agreements is not new, but applying them to federal workers could have significant implications. It could impact the ability of workers to speak out about wrongdoing or misconduct within the government. The proposal has raised concerns about the potential impact on government transparency and accountability. By limiting the ability of federal workers to disclose information, the agreement could make it more difficult for the public to know what is happening within the government. The administration's effort to reduce leaks and increase control over information is likely to be a topic of ongoing debate. The proposed non-disclosure agreement is just one part of a larger effort to manage the flow of information and control the narrative around government activities. Sixth, from TechCrunch Startups. TechCrunch Disrupt 2026 Early Bird Ticket Savings End in 3 days. Early bird ticket savings for a major tech event are ending soon. There are only 3 days left to purchase tickets at a discounted rate. After the deadline, ticket prices will increase. The event is considered one of the most influential gatherings in tech this year, and attendees can expect to learn from and network with industry leaders. Locking in a pass now can help save money, as rates will go up again after the early bird period ends. The deadline to take advantage of the discounted tickets is May 29 at 11:59 p.m. PT. After this time, the prices will increase, so it is essential to act quickly to secure a spot at the event. Savings of up to $410 can be made by purchasing a ticket before the deadline. This is a significant discount, and it can make a big difference for those looking to attend the event without breaking the bank. It is crucial to act now to avoid missing out on the opportunity to attend the event at a lower price. With the deadline just 3 days away, time is of the essence for those who want to take advantage of the early bird savings. Seventh, from Sky Sports. Pundit predictions for finals night as Littler, Humphreys, Clayton, Price go for glory. The Premier League Darts Finals night is approaching, and the top players are gearing up to compete at London's O2 Arena. The top four players, Littler, Humphreys, Clayton, and Price, have made it to the finals and are ready to battle it out for the championship title. Littler has been consistent throughout the season, and his form suggests he could be a strong contender for the title. Humphreys has also had a notable season, with several impressive wins under his belt. Clayton has been working his way up the rankings and could potentially cause an upset. Price, on the other hand, is known for his experience and skill, making him a favorite to win. The players' confidence levels are being closely watched, as this could play a significant role in determining the outcome of the finals. The ability to perform under pressure and handle the high-stakes environment of the O2 Arena will be crucial in deciding who will emerge victorious. The stage is set for an exciting night of darts, with each player having a realistic chance of taking home the championship. The competition is expected to be fierce, and fans can look forward to some thrilling matches as the top players clash in London. The outcome of the finals is difficult to predict, but one thing is certain: the players will give it their all in pursuit of the championship title. With their skills, experience, and confidence on full display, the Premier League Darts Finals night promises to be an unforgettable event. 8th, from Straits Times. WHO urges ceasefire in Congo to contain Ebola as cases surge. The World Health Organization is calling for a ceasefire in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo to help contain an Ebola outbreak. Ongoing fighting in the region is driving mass displacement, with many people forced to flee their homes and seek shelter in overcrowded camps. This displacement is contributing to the spread of the disease, as people are living in close proximity to each other, making it easier for Ebola to spread. The situation in the region is dire, with the Ebola outbreak showing no signs of slowing down. The World Health Organization is concerned that the continued fighting will only exacerbate the problem, making it harder to contain the outbreak and provide aid to those in need. A ceasefire would allow health workers to access affected areas and provide much-needed assistance to those who have been displaced. The Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo is one of the most severe in recent history, with a high number of cases and deaths reported. The World Health Organization has been working to contain the outbreak, but the ongoing fighting has made it difficult to reach all areas of the country. The organization is urging all parties involved in the conflict to put aside their differences and work towards a ceasefire in order to protect the health and well-being of the people in the region. The World Health Organization is also concerned about the lack of access to healthcare in the affected areas. Many health facilities have been damaged or destroyed in the fighting, leaving people without access to medical care. The organization is working to establish temporary health facilities and provide medical supplies to those in need, but a ceasefire is necessary to ensure that these efforts are successful. A ceasefire would also allow for the establishment of a more effective response to the Ebola outbreak, including the deployment of additional health workers and the distribution of medical supplies. It would also enable the World Health Organization to work more closely with local communities to raise awareness about the disease and prevent its spread. The organization is urging all parties involved to take immediate action to bring an end to the fighting and work towards a peaceful resolution. 9th, from Mongabay. Nepal's infrastructure risks wildlife habitats beyond protected areas, study warns. Nepal is expanding its highways, railways, and power lines, which is threatening the habitats and movement routes of threatened species. A recent study has identified 515 biodiversity important areas across the country, which are home to key wildlife habitats and ecological zones. These areas are crucial for the survival of various species, allowing them to move, breed, and thrive. The study found that many of these biodiversity important areas overlap with existing or planned infrastructure projects. Currently, over 6,500 kilometers of roads and nearly 4,900 kilometers of power lines pass through these sensitive areas. Additionally, a significant portion of Nepal's proposed railway network could also cut through these habitats once completed. The findings highlight a growing policy dilemma for Nepal, as the country seeks to balance its need for economic growth with the need to protect its wildlife and natural habitats. The study emphasizes the importance of considering biodiversity important areas outside of protected areas, such as national parks and wildlife reserves. These areas are often overlooked, but are crucial for maintaining healthy ecosystems and preserving biodiversity. The study's findings are significant, as they underscore the need for Nepal to pay attention to biodiversity important areas beyond its protected areas. The country must find a way to develop its infrastructure without fragmenting the forests, wetlands, and rivers that wildlife depend on. This will require careful planning and consideration of the potential impacts of infrastructure projects on the environment and wildlife. The study identified 11 categories of biodiversity important areas, including key biodiversity areas, important bird areas, and ecological corridors. These areas are essential for maintaining the health and diversity of Nepal's ecosystems and must be protected and preserved for future generations. By taking a more holistic approach to infrastructure development, Nepal can promote economic growth while also safeguarding its natural heritage. 10th, from Deutsche Welle. For Pakistan, joining Abraham Accords is a tricky choice. The U.S. is encouraging Pakistan and other Muslim-majority countries to establish formal relations with Israel. Pakistan joining the Abraham Accords, a deal that aims to normalize ties between Israel and Arab states, would have significant implications. On one hand, it could lead to economic benefits and improved relations with the U.S. Pakistan's economy is struggling, and the country is in dire need of foreign investment. Normalizing ties with Israel could attract investment from the U.S. and other Western countries. Additionally, it could also lead to increased cooperation in areas such as technology and defense. However, the decision to join the Abraham Accords is not a simple one for Pakistan. The country has historically been a strong supporter of the Palestinian cause, and any move to recognize Israel would be deeply unpopular among its citizens. Pakistan's relations with other Muslim-majority countries, particularly those in the Middle East, could also be affected. Many of these countries have traditionally been allies of Pakistan, and they may view a decision to normalize ties with Israel as a betrayal. The repercussions of joining the Abraham Accords would be immense, and Pakistan's government would need to carefully weigh the potential benefits against the potential costs. The country's military and religious leaders would also need to be on board with any decision, which could be a challenge. Ultimately, the decision to join the Abraham Accords would require a delicate balancing act by Pakistan's government. Pakistan's foreign policy has long been shaped by its relations with India and its support for the Palestinian cause. A decision to normalize ties with Israel would mark a significant shift in the country's foreign policy, and it would likely have far-reaching consequences. As the U.S. continues to encourage Pakistan to join the Abraham Accords, the country's government will need to carefully consider its options and the potential implications of its decision. That's the brief for today.